This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 320, and today we're going to be talking about rites of passage. Rites of passage is a very interesting topic. We all have not different rites of passage, but we all go through sometimes unconsciously or consciously rites of passage. Or there's the opportunity to go through rites of passage. And in indigenous cultures, it was a very important process to go through this rites of passage. When I first moved up to Oregon, I got involved in a Lakota Native American group, and we had a ghost dance, a spirit dance, and its effect was a rite of passage. It was 4 days of dancing and chanting with just water. So there's no food, just water, sweat lodges, and such. It was a very, very interesting experience, very enlightening experience, very spiritual experience. And when we came out of it, we were all different for that. And in today's society, we do have There are basically 12 opportunities for rites of passage. Many of them go unrecognized, but there's the first and the last one, which is birth and death, and both of those are rites of passage. And then we have this part where we become mature, you know, girls to women, boys to men is another one. And then we have this mid-birth one in there. And there's several others in between. What tends to happen, though, is a rite of passage is just that. It's a rite of passage going from one stage of life to the other. And it's during this stage that this rite of passage is where we leave behind the old us and we step into a new us or a new you. And if we don't have these rites of passage, we tend to bring that old us with us. So as we continue to get older, chronologically, we may not mature because we're still holding on to a little boy or little girl mentality that is now blending with a adolescent mentality that is blending with an adult mentality. And we vacillate back and forth between these different personas, these different mentalities. And so sometimes we act like a wounded child. Sometimes we act like an adolescent and throwing a hissy fit. And sometimes we act like a mature adult and understand the process of what we're going through or the event that we're involved in. But a rite of passage is really to really leave that part of us behind, understand and learn from it, appreciate it, but then step into that new person, that new us. And this is something that has been lacking in Western society for a significant amount of time. And we can see it in the way people are behaving, whether, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, or 70. If you haven't had a rite of passage, you're still holding on to a lot of that older stuff, that older baggage, that you bring along with you. So there's an importance to it. And basically there's 4 steps to an effective rite of passage. And the first is to presume that the participant is in what would be called an orphan state, meaning that they're incomplete, that something has to be complete. And so that would be, you know, maybe a boys to men, women, girls to women part of it. And then the second part is it involves a separation, a journey or a sacrifice. And that's that separation from the old you. And a sacrifice could be going away for a couple of days without food and water, depending on how you define sacrifice, but it's really about a separation. So here you are, and now you have to go through a separation. And then after the separation, it involves an acquisition of power of knowledge. And that would be perhaps elders or people teaching you what it's like to be now a woman and be a man. And this knowledge is dispensed upon you. And then the fourth part is that the affirmation or the rebirth, you come back into the world with this new knowledge after you have separated yourself. And the challenge is, again, I mean, this is an effective procedure, not just psychologically, but physically, right? There's boys to men and girls to women. They are no longer, and the Native American group I belong to up here did that. They had a boys to men and a girls to women. And when they got through with it, they knew what it was like to be a man and a woman. They knew what was expected of them. And they knew that they couldn't embrace that child, not the childlike quality of the innocence, but that the child quality of being dependent and being demanding and throwing hissy fits. They knew that that had to be left behind, that that would no longer serve them. And yet we see in today's society that we haven't been able to do that. And so part of this rites of passage is to develop this warrior mindset. It's to develop the mental strength of a warrior, if you will. It's this rite of passage helps you let go of the past and step into a brand new future. Now, there's a lot of ways that you can do a rite of passage. There are rites of passage workshops out there. My Warrior's Quest one-on-one intensive is basically a rite of passage for those I'm just going to call it midlife. You know, midlife used to be in the 50s. Now midlife, from a psychological and emotional perspective, is starting earlier and earlier. People are experiencing more of life and realizing that perhaps the illusion of success is just that, an illusion. It doesn't bring you happiness. There's other things there. So midlife, if you want to call it that, is we're actually really starting 35 and 40. And I have a lot of clients that come to me in that time frame, dissatisfied with their current position in work and life and going, there's something missing. There's something missing in my life and I need to figure out what it is. Well, part of that is we have to release that past. So during my one-on-one intensive, my Warrior's Quest, I work with clients in making this transition. It's one of the bigger transitions because they haven't had rites of passage, except for perhaps birth. They haven't had the other rites of passage there. So we have to go back and remove and release the child, release the adolescence, release all of that stuff before we can start to work with them. But so that's one way of doing a rites of passage is contact me about the Warrior's Quest. And I'm looking at doing a group Warrior's Quest for a small group of people to help with this rites of passage. The other is you can go look for online for workshops. There's books that talk about it. There's a great book called Soulcraft by Bill Plotkin, Plotkin. The book is called Soulcraft. And he does some fantastic work in Utah, but you can get the book. He gives you the exercises to do. So you can go out on your own, go camping for a weekend and think of it as a rite of passage. If you do it by yourself, I would recommend using the book and then putting yourself in that mindset of what do you want to leave behind? And then who do you want to become? And what is it going to take for you? What process do you have to go through in order to leave that person, that part of you behind? And then step into the new person. That may be journaling. It may be fasting and no water for a couple of days so that you can have a crying for a vision, right? A humblatia, Native Americans would call it, where it's the vision quest, right? Some of those things are still valuable today. They were there for a reason. And they helped the psychological development of an adolescence into adulthood. And if we don't do that, and the military kind of does it, but not really, not to the effect of a psychological and spiritual experience. They teach responsibility. They teach a lot of great things. And I admire anybody who goes into the services, but it's not that spiritual and emotional development as well as what a humblatio would do or a vision quest or a rite of passage. So what I would ask you to do is if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling empty, if you're feeling like there's more to life than what you're experiencing, if you're going through mixed emotions, it very, very well could be that a rite of passage would help you. This vision quest would help you. And I would ask you to consider writing down what do you feel would be helpful in this. And contact me if you want to consider a Warrior's Quest. pick up the book Soulcraft, go through it, go through the experiences, contact Bill, see if he has workshops, whatever it is, however you get this assistant, go out and get it, because you are going to create such a shift in yourself by going through a rite of passage. It is so enlightening, and when you come out of it, it's almost you feel lighter because you have released a lot of that stuff from the past that you've been carrying on because it doesn't serve you anymore. But that psychological perspective of a little kid, a little boy, a little girl, you don't need that thinking anymore. You don't need the thinking of an adolescence. You need the thinking of a mature adult. And that's just one way of thinking. But if you blend all the others, it weighs down on us because we have conflicting views, right? When we see the world through a little boy or a little girl, we see it one way. When we see it through an adult eyes, we see it another way. But if you have both of those working at the same time, it creates a conflicting and a confusing view of the world. And a rite of passage will be able to help you eliminate or release, let me put it this way, release that part of you that no longer serves you. It served you for a while, but it no longer does. So I'd ask you to really consider that. And there are other ways you can do it. You could take time every night, an hour every night, and start to meditate and contemplate about what do you need to leave behind? What do you need to grow into? So there are many ways of doing it because, you know, a lot of us can't take 7 days off and go on a mountain and sit and for 7 days without any responsibility. That just doesn't suit everybody at this time. However, this is why I do my 3-day workshop, because it is it's very intense. It's anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 hours per day. And then there's follow-up coaching that goes along with it. If you just want to start beginning, just to train your mind on the concept, not the concept of rite of passage, but the concept of mental strength, I highly recommend my training program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can find that by going to warriormindtraining.com. This will get you in the mindset. After you take the course, it'll get you in the mindset to start to investigate a rite of passage, to start to investigate and question yourself, whose eyes are you looking through the world at? Are you looking through the eyes from an adolescence? Are you looking through the little boy or little girl eyes? Are you looking through the adult eyes? And then you'll be able to discern this and then come up with perhaps your own rite of passage that you can release the past that no longer serves you and then step into a higher potential of yourself. So with that, again, I would just recommend checking out my training program, warriormindtraining.com. Check out the book Soulcraft. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.